1968 was a heartbreaking year for the Philadelphia Eagles. The team wound up 2-12, losing its final game of the season in a disappointing fashion exactly 55 years ago today. But the unusual halftime festivities are the reason the contest became known for time immemorial. For WHYY, David Matthau reports.
Longtime Philly sports writer Glenn Macnow says when the Eagles played their final game against the Minnesota Vikings in 1968, fans were grumpy because the team was terrible and Philly had one more win than Buffalo, so the Bills would get star running back O.J. Simpson with the first pick in the NFL draft. He says many fans started chanting for the head coach to be fired when they showed up at Franklin Field that cold and blustery day. To add insult to injury, there had been a big win storm, and
people arrived that day at the stadium and find their seats covered with snow, so they kind of brush the snow off in front of them in order to watch a really terrible team play football.
He says a Christmas festival was planned for halftime, complete with Santa throwing candy canes to the crowd, accompanied by all the cheerleaders dressed as elves, but the guy hired to play Santa never showed up. As fate would have it, Philly resident Frank Olivo had come to the game wearing a Santa costume, and when the PR manager asked the skinny young man to fill in for Father Christmas, Olivo jumped at the chance.
He had a secondhand Santa costume that was pretty ratty and had holes, and the Santa beard he was wearing was kind of half falling off his face.
As the second quarter ended, the Philly quarterback threw a pick six interception. Hall of Fame sports columnist Ray Dittinger, who was at the game, says when Santa and his band of cheerleader elves went onto the field,
the fans were in no mood for it. It was the end of a terrible season. They wanted the head coach fired. They were in no mood to welcome a shabby Santa Claus throwing cheap candy canes up in the stands.
At that point, Macnow says somebody threw a snowball at Santa. The crowd laughed.
Second person throws a snowball, a third, a fourth, a couple hundred, a couple thousand. It becomes a barrage. And poor Frank Olivo, Santa is hiding behind his sled trying to avoid it. And everybody has a laugh. It's a funny thing. Nobody gets hurt.
Former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, who was also at the game, says it's understandable why fans were so unhappy, but when a clip of the incident was shown on a national sports show that night, the whole thing was blown out of proportion.
No one wanted to hurt Santa. And we knew he was just a fan dressed in a Santa suit, but we wanted to register our displeasure.
Olivo's cousin Rich Monastra says when the snowball stopped flying, Frankie was smiling.
He seemed nonplussed about the whole thing. He went back to his seat. The fans cheered.
Macnow says the snowball incident has been totally twisted.
Philadelphia fans are supportive and loyal.
Dittinger believes the Eagles have the best fans in pro football.
They are certainly the most passionate, and I think they're the most knowledgeable.
David Matthau for WHYY News.